TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on the Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
All right, welcome back in. Daily Ticker Time on a Tuesday, brought to you as always by our wonderful friends at Pelican Brewing Company. It's brought to you by Pelican Brewing's Flock Party IPA, bold, balanced, and brewed for good company. It's the kind of beer that brings people together, whether it's game day, beach day, or just another reason to gather your flock. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Can't wait to try that one. Joining us now is good friend of the program, Ryan Abraham, at Inside Troy. On Twitter, you can go give him a follow there. He is the man behind USCfootball.com, and the Trojans are in town this weekend. Ryan, good morning to you. We always look forward to USC and Oregon games. Before we preview this one, I'll just... Let's turn the clock back to last week. I mean, that first half was as ugly as you could expect for USC. And then they kind of get going. They find a way to win. Lincoln Riley's like he won the Super Bowl on the sideline. Walk me behind just kind of what that win looked like and what it meant for Lincoln Riley at this point at USC.
Yeah, I think one of the narratives being USC is a soft team. They're not going to do well in the Big Ten. And, you know, they went to Illinois. It didn't look great. The Notre Dame game didn't look great. But when they played Michigan at home, a team that's definitely tough and, you know, just won the national championship a couple years ago, they played really well. And I think they've tried to do that. The road game against Nebraska, they had a nice comeback there. And against Iowa, like you mentioned, I mean, they just couldn't get out of their own way in the first half and couldn't stop anything that Mark Gronowski, the Iowa quarterback, was doing. He caught a pass for a touchdown. He threw one and he ran one in. But I think they gathered themselves. The weather was terrible. It was, you know, pouring down rain. Just, we had this atmospheric river we never get in Los Angeles. So it was pretty nutty. And the fact that they were able to sort of rebound and play much better in the second half, shutting Iowa out, getting the offense going. Lincoln Riley called it a culture win. I think he's been fighting against some of the narrative that this isn't a really tough team. And they've shown some toughness in a couple of these games that they've won. So I think he was really excited about it. I think the players were really fired up. It was, you know, a day that not a lot of stuff was going their way. The weather favored the visitors for sure, and they still found a way to get a win.
I know they beat Nebraska on the road, but there's a real thing, I think, for a lot of people up here. USC, especially if you're going to add some rain, and it might be raining by the time they played this game this weekend, on the road, just kind of a different beast. I'm curious, what do the message board masses feel when USC goes on the road against a quality or really good opponent right now under Lincoln?
Yeah, it wasn't great, certainly, last year. I mean, they lost to Maryland. They lost to Minnesota. I mean, they couldn't get – the only road win in the Big Ten up until this year was at UCLA, and you take a bus. So that doesn't really count, you know. But, you know, going to Purdue, you know, one of the worst teams in the Big Ten, at least they got a win there. They didn't play that well. They kicked a bunch of field goals and stuff. But at least it was a Big Ten road win where you crossed multiple time zones. And I think the Nebraska one showed a little, showed a little more and had a, you know, a real chance at Illinois, too, against a ranked squad. So I think they've played, a little bit better, showing some of the, you know, what they can do on the road. But it's definitely been a struggle trying to get things going. But as far as weather goes, like, they've been in a lightning delay. They've had several rain games already. It's been a really weird year as far as weather. You know, they might have played more weather than Oregon this year. I'm not sure, but it's kind of weird that, you know, I know Oregon was in that torrential downpour against Iowa. But yeah, USC's had a whole lot of weather delays and, well, you know, it's weather issues going on. So they might be used to that if there's rain in Oregon, which, you know, normally in a situation they haven't played it in years, and they've had several games this year where they've had a lot of rain.
Yeah, we have one of those weird games you turn on, you're like, L.A., it's a monsoon down there? What is happening in Los Angeles right now? I had a hard time, is this game in Iowa? Did it get relocated? Did they paint the field a different color? We're talking with Ryan Abraham at Inside Troy on Twitter, USCfootball.com. The Trojans are in town this weekend. And I will note, I will be in Eugene on Saturday, so I track the weather every, 4 hours. I'm getting an updated forecast on this thing. It looks like, as of right now, it's going to be dry on Saturday, but we still got a long ways to go before the game officially kicks off. We mentioned the feeling of winning and trying to get that culture back on track and establish that we can play Big Ten football. This one is not a multiple time zone travel. As you mentioned, you're not going to South Bend, Indiana, or out to Michigan or Penn State. You're just flying up the coast, but it's a very difficult place to come out and play, and USC has had their struggles on the road. What is the reaction, win and loss, from USC fan this weekend? Like, what would a win mean for Lincoln Riley, and is every noise done? And what does a loss, if it goes the way some people think it will, and it's similar maybe to the Notre Dame game, what's the reaction that way?
Yeah, I think this is, for USC, there's a lot of upside there. I mean, there's two schools that recruit a lot of the same four and five star talent, so I think the recruiting aspect is always there. You know, Dan Lanning's gonna be fired up for this. He wants to recruit Southern California. You want to beat USC for sure. But I think for USC, like, hey, if you win this game, all you got to do is beat a not that great UCLA team and you're probably in the college football playoff. For Oregon, you know, they could lose this game and still make the college football playoff. But I feel like it's one of those situations that if you lose, it's sort of expected. Like, they were expected to lose at Notre Dame, they did. They were expected to lose at a ranked Illinois team, and they did. But all the other games, they've won. And to be 6-1, you know, in Big Ten play and 8-2 overall, I think is a little bit ahead of where people maybe expected this team that was 6-6 last year and couldn't put together, you know, a road win in the Big Ten. So I think there's a lot of upside there. But it's also important that you have to play well, because we've seen Oregon just boat race teams. It happens. It can happen any given week. You know, there's some weeks that I think Oregon's played with their food a little bit and, you know, they haven't done it. But then there's other weeks where everything's clicking. And I think this is a game, if you're Dan Lanning, you want everything to be clicking and put a show on and let people know, hey, you're a five-star recruit in modern day. You want to come to Oregon. You don't want to go to USC. So I think it's important to at least play well. If they lose the game and it's close, I think you can sort of be like, all right, you have a 9-3 season after 6-6 would be, you know, pretty, I think you'd feel pretty good about it. But there's a lot of upside there if you're able to go in and, you know, shock the world and get an upset as a, you know, potentially double digit underdog. So I like, you know, that it's, I think it's gonna be a really tough one, but it's more important, I think, to keep this one close and just be in there. And if you can get the win, it's sort of like, you know, icing on top of your cake.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Sidestepping kind of the game for a quick second. I wanted to get you on for a couple weeks, but we wanted to make sure it was for this specific game. Since we had you on last, we had Josh Pate on. He's a friend of our program, and he had thrown out kind of in the ether, and I know people have talked, but I'm curious just what you have made of the noise of random, hey, watch Lincoln Riley and USC stuff. I don't really know what that is. Pate was kind of vague, but I'm curious, you know, you cover the program, what you've made of the noise of Lincoln Riley and kind of what that generally means. Is he going to leave? Is he somebody to keep an eye on? What have you made of it?
Yeah, it's a really interesting situation because the contract he has is so pro Lincoln Riley. Like he's in, you know, year four or whatever, and it's like $11 million a year, fully guaranteed. Like, it's not good for USC, especially the way they've been playing. Now, if they can make runs to the playoffs and things like that, then it becomes a lot more, you know, worth it. I would think it'd be weird for him to sort of shop around, but I think it's a situation, if he felt like he couldn't win in LA, then maybe you would look somewhere else. But I think the situations, if you were to go to any of the SEC schools, that's going to be a lot more difficult. USC has like the number one recruiting class coming in. I think it would be an easier path to the playoffs in the Big Ten than a place like Florida or LSU. You know, that just seemed, it just didn't pass the smell test for me, but you know, agents are always out there putting their clients out there. And I, you know, you haven't, Lincoln Riley signed that huge deal. It's almost like Nico Emealiava, whatever, that was at Tennessee, signed this crazy NIL deal and then saw like Carson Beck get $4 million. Like, hey, I got 2.5. I want to get more. And you're like, you're already overpaid for where you are. Like, if I'm Lincoln, like, if I'm USC, I'm like, Lincoln Riley, you're already overpaid. You should be happy with what you're doing. If you want something more, then go ahead. We'll get somebody else. So,
yeah,
that's sort of my take on the thing. It just doesn't seem like that would be, you know, the best for him as far as chance to win. And USC, I don't know if they would be all like that upset if you get out of that contract and Jen Koh and the AD could go in a different direction. So it's a weird one. My guess is he's going to stick around, but there's definitely been some smoke out there.
Interesting. The only game-related question I have for you, when you look at the matchup, it feels like good on good is USC's offense versus Oregon's defense. Like, the metrics back it up. USC's offense is dynamic, and their wide receivers are great. They're running the ball at a high level this year. We know how talented they are on that side. Oregon's defense, a lot of metrics and numbers point to them being one of the best defenses in the country, although this will be probably the best offense that they faced all year. The biggest thing for me, and I don't know if you agree with this, that the game comes down to is the other matchup. And I'm just curious to ask you, where is USC's defense at right now? Where's the confidence in that group? How healthy are they? Because I know USC is going to be able to move it and put up points. I just question, will they be able to get consistent stops? Where's the thought on USC's defense, and where are they at health-wise going into the game?
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one, because USC's offense is elite, and we've seen Oregon's defense play that way as well. It's, you know, a lot of times USC's offense is going to be the best unit on the field, and then you sort of have to figure everything else out. But I'm, you know, the concern I would have on the USC side would be, what are you going to do, especially with Oregon's run game? We saw Notre Dame run for over 300 yards against USC. I kind of make these games, they're sort of similar in my mind, where, you know, the spread was 9.5 going up to 10, maybe, you know, 10, who knows where it'll be, but that's similar to what it was. And Notre Dame was able to, you know, pass the ball effectively, but really running the football, they just had their way. And I think USC could be out their top two safeties. They both left the Iowa game, Kamari Ramsey and Bishop Fitzgerald, and we don't know the status of them yet. The defense actually played well after they went out, but I think that's a tall task. Those are two leaders on the team. You know, Bishop Fitzgerald, one of the top, he has 5 interceptions on the season, and Kamari Ramsey's just been, he's like a coach on the field for Danton Lynn, the defensive coordinator. So without those two guys, I think it would be some trouble. And I think just overall, the linebackers have started to play a little bit better, but they just haven't been up to snuff where you just need to be able to help shut the run games down. I mean, they just were running themselves out of plays against Notre Dame when you saw that. And even the first half, the last couple of weeks, where they're giving up a lot of points and a lot of yards. Now, they've been really good adjusting and shutting things down in the second half. They've only given up 6 points in the second half, the last 3 games combined. But that's going to be a different playing the Oregon offense and how they can run the ball. I think that's going to be a little tougher task there. So that, I agree with you guys. That's going to be the matchup you need to watch. USC needs to figure out a way to slow down Oregon. I think they'll score, but are you going to be able to score at the the rate that Oregon can if they just kind of dominate USC's defense that's struggled, especially against really good rushing offense.
Very quickly, Ryan, because we're against it here. I know you haven't been to every venue yet, or maybe you have in your life just as a football fan, but you've covered USC for a very long time. You've been to Autzen several times. Have you found so far very early in the Big Ten another venue that has matched for you Autzen in terms of energy and how much you've enjoyed kind of seeing the sights and the tailgate and all that?
Yeah, no, I think Autzen's way up there. I mean, I did the Big House last year, which it was something on the bucket list, but it's just so spread out. It wasn't the loudness, but I mean, it's cool, you know, and you know, I go in the South Bend and Notre Dame is always great, but I haven't done like one of the Big Ten ones yet that, you know, I did Ohio State like years and years ago, but as far as just like the atmosphere and how close everything is, it's really tough to match, you know, what you get at Autzen. So I haven't been to all of them yet, but I've been to a bunch, and it's the, you know, Autzen's still way up there for me.
It's going to be a fun one this weekend, 12:30. You can hear it right here on The Fan. It'll be on CBS on TV. Ryan Abraham is his name, at Inside Troy on Twitter. One of our favorites, USCfootball.com. Thanks as always for the time, man. Previewing the game. Enjoy the time at Autzen this weekend, and we'll do this again soon, I'm sure.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.